Have you ever wondered why some people achieve remarkable success while others struggle their entire lives? The answer lies not in luck, talent, or circumstances, but in something far more fundamental: your thoughts. Earl Nightingale's groundbreaking work reveals that we become what we think about, a principle so simple yet so profound that he called it the strangest secret. This insight explains why only 5% of people achieve financial independence by retirement age, despite living in a world of unprecedented opportunity. The majority drift through life without direction, following societal expectations rather than charting their own course. But what if the key to changing your life's trajectory is as simple as changing your thoughts? What if your mind is actually a blueprint that's constantly shaping your reality, whether you're aware of it or not? Most people live lives of quiet desperation, caught in a cycle of work, home, television, and sleep, without questioning their direction. They believe external forces, the economy, bosses, background, or luck, control their circumstances. This assumption is fundamentally flawed. Success doesn't require superior talent, education, or privilege, just different thinking. Life isn't about competing in a predetermined race, but creating your own path. When you stop following the crowd and pursue your own worthy ideal, you enter an entirely different reality. This isn't motivational fluff, but a practical principle. The moment you decide to think independently, questioning assumptions, setting meaningful goals, and directing your mental energy intentionally, you join the top 5% who know where they're going. This decision alone places you on a success trajectory most will never experience. What exactly is success? Many equate it with wealth, fame, or power, but Nightingale offers a more profound definition. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. This perspective changes everything. Success isn't reaching a final destination where you declare, "I've made it." It's about the ongoing journey towards something meaningful. Success happens day by day as you move toward goals that matter to you. Whether you're a teacher shaping minds, an artist creating beauty, or an entrepreneur building a business, success means making consistent progress toward your vision. This definition democratizes success. It's not reserved for the elite few with special talents. Anyone can be successful right now by identifying a worthy ideal and taking daily steps toward it. The measure isn't external recognition, but internal fulfillment and steady advancement. Most liberating is that this puts success within your control. You don't need to wait for someone to discover you or for perfect circumstances. You simply need to decide what matters and move toward it consistently. The principle, "we become what we think about," has echoed through history's greatest minds, across cultures and centuries. Marcus Aurelius noted, "A man's life is what his thoughts make of it." Buddha taught, "All that we are is the result of what we have thought." This principle operates with the consistency of natural law. Your mind works like fertile soil. It doesn't discriminate between what you plant, but returns exactly what you sow. Plant thoughts of limitation, and you'll harvest precisely that. Plant thoughts of possibility, and those will manifest instead. The mechanism is simple. Dominant thoughts shape feelings, feelings drive actions, and actions determine results. Change your thoughts, and you inevitably change your reality. In everyday life, someone constantly thinking, "I'm not good enough," approaches opportunities hesitantly. They communicate insecurity through body language and give up quickly when facing obstacles. Is it surprising they achieve less than someone whose mind embraces confidence and possibility? The most powerful aspect of this secret is that while you can't control every circumstance, you always control what you think about. Your mind doesn't distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and actual ones. When you picture yourself succeeding or failing, your brain responds as if the event were happening. Athletes use this principle when visualizing perfect performance. Their bodies develop neural pathways supporting the imagined activity. When you consistently visualize achieving your goals, you program your subconscious to recognize opportunities aligned with that vision. You begin seeing possibilities that were always present but previously invisible to you. Imagination is powerful because it's unconstrained by current reality. While logical thinking binds you to what seems reasonable based on past experience, imagination lets you envision breakthroughs beyond present circumstances. Every human achievement, from flight to smartphones, began as someone's imagination before becoming reality. Most people use only a fraction of their mental capacity, perhaps 10%. The untapped 90% represents enormous potential. By deliberately directing thoughts towards your goals, you begin accessing more of this latent power. Imagine yourself operating a giant earth-moving machine. This powerful equipment can build highways or dig destructive ditches depending solely on how you control it. Your mind works the same way. You decide whether to guide this tremendous power toward worthwhile purposes or let it run wild. Most people never realize they're in the driver's seat of their own minds. They allow external circumstances to determine their thoughts, the news, others' opinions, or worries about things beyond their control. They react rather than direct, letting their mental machinery idle or dig deeper ruts of limitation. Taking control means being intentional about what enters your consciousness. It means choosing your media consumption, selecting who you spend time with, and catching negative thoughts to replace them with ones aligned with your goals and values. This isn't about denying reality. It's about focusing your mental energy where it can do the most good. When challenges arise, the controlled mind asks, "What can I do about this?" rather than, "Why does this always happen to me?" Knowledge without application remains merely interesting rather than transformative. That's why Nightingale developed a practical 30-day challenge to implement his principles. Write your most important goal on a card to carry with you. This isn't just a reminder, it's a programming tool for your subconscious mind. Viewing it throughout the day keeps your goal at the forefront of your awareness, directing your mental energy purposefully. When negative thoughts arise, replace them immediately with mental pictures of your goal as already accomplished. See yourself enjoying the benefits of achievement. Feel the emotions of success. This deliberate mental programming aligns your subconscious with your conscious desires. For 30 consecutive days, control your mind, thinking only what you permit it to think. This doesn't eliminate negative thoughts, but prevents dwelling on them. When worry, fear, or doubt appears, recognize it and shift your focus back to your goal. Don't worry. Worry brings fear, which is crippling and creates exactly what you fear by misdirecting your creative energy. What you choose to think about today determines your life more than any other factor. The strangest secret is simply natural law. We become what we think about, always. In this truth lies the power to transform your existence.